I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Hey, Little Bob here. Bob's Discount Furniture has the furniture you've waited 250 years for. We've got power reclining sofas as low as $7.99, five-piece dining sets as low as $3.99, Bob-O-Pedic mattresses for as low as $2.99, and of course, feature-packed bestsellers like my Playday sectional with pop-up sleeper sofa. So stop in or shop mybobs.com to see where America shops for furniture.
Oh, my Bob!
Now open in Vestal.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. And it's Mother FM Friday. So you know what that means. It's time to get sexy with Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Migs. Well, I know that I sure am because we made it all the way to Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Let's get to our contestant. It's Dan from Magnolia. Dan, are you there?
I'm here. Hey, Darren. Hey, Steve.
Hey, what's up? All right, now time for you to get out, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those who are playing along, our friend Dan is going to have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready, Dan?
I'm ready.
How many minutes are in a half hour?
30.
Correct. According to Shakira, what part of her body doesn't lie?
Her hips.
Yes. In what decade did scientists first split the atom?
Ooh, the 20s?
No.
The 1910s?
No.
1930s?
Yes. What was Doogie Howser's real first name?
Doug?
Yes. How many NFL teams have never played in a Super Bowl?
Three.
No.
Two?
No.
Five.
No. In what state will you find the famous tourist attraction Wall Drug?
I don't know. Pass.
What is the only rock that floats on water?
Oh, pumice.
Yes. Who was Pinocchio's father?
Geppetto.
Correct. What German composer started losing his hearing in his 20s?
Is that Bach?
No.
Beethoven?
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Correct, Dan.
All right.
Yeah, that's right. Here comes your competitor, Steve Miggs. What up, Steve?
Hello.
Welcome back.
It's nice to be back.
Are you ready?
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
How many minutes are in half hour?
30.
Yes. Wow. According to Shakira, what part of her body doesn't lie?
Oh, we all know it's the hips.
That's right. In what decade did scientists first split the atom?
What decade? The 70s.
No.
The 40s.
No.
The 50s?
No. What was Doogie Howser's real first name?
Douglas.
Yes. How many NFL teams have never played in a Super Bowl?
Ooh. Let's go 3.
No.
2?
No.
4.
Yes. In what state will you find the famous tourist attraction Wall Drug?
That is South Dakota.
Correct. What is the only rock that floats on water?
Crack rock.
No.
algae?
No.
Oh, no. A rock that floats on water? Diamond.
No. Who was Pinocchio's father?
Geppetto.
Yes.
Geppetto.
What German composer started losing his hearing in his 20s?
Mozart.
No.
Amadeus.
No.
Wait, it's the same guy. Beethoven.
Yes. Diazepam is better known by what trademarked name?
Diazepam. Sudafed.
No.
Q-tips. No. Scotch tape.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, correct. And that is a tie. 7-7, Dan.
Oh, I've played twice and I've tied twice.
Look at
Whoa.
Us. We share the same brain, man.
I love it. He did guess correct that the scientists first split the atom in the 1930s.
30s.
He also got correct that the only rock that floats on water is pumice.
Mm.
And diazepam is better known as Valium.
Is it really?
It is.
Yeah, I knew. I had no idea.
Hey, congratulations, Steve, on another tie today.
The Daily Mix Show.
I do believe we have some updates from the world of Kicks for Kids, Steve. I know you said you wanted us to hit $7,000 by the end of the day today. How are we looking?
We're a little bit higher. Now we're at $6,617.
Nice.
So we are definitely working our way towards that. And thank you to rockaholics like Ryan Holloway and also Carl Lenz, who apparently you know from high school.
Go Spartans.
That's right. Also, Danielle Dahlman just donated $100 to Kicks for Kids. Thank you, Danielle.
Well, we're less than $400 from hitting 7,000.
That could be four rockaholics could do that.
Let's do it right now. Head to KISW.com to support Kicks for Kids. When the weekend finally kicks in, for many of us, it means you're finally getting a little bit of downtime. You can plop down and watch a little TV from the couch. But what should you be watching? Might we make some suggestions?
Yes.
Steve Miggs, what are you watching?
Toy Story 5.
Woody!
Jesse, hello?
Is it as bad out there for toys as they say it is?
We're finding more abandoned toys each day.
We're down!
Tex invaded our house, too.
Yes, this whole thing is about technology. It's a good one. We went to the theaters. We took Tatum there. I have to say, recently we watched all four leading up to Toy Story 5 when we were in Idaho. Each night, that was our tradition. This is my favorite one of the five.
Really? Okay, you're really selling it then, because I have some favorites for sure.
Now, a lot of people online are saying it's the worst. So, you know, take it with a grain of salt. But I really enjoyed it. I'll have to tell you, though, it's going to make you want to throw your tablets away. It makes me very appreciative that I grew up in a time before computers.
Absolutely.
Like where you actually went out and played with people and played with toys and had a good time. But it's a good one. I thought it was a great message. And all in all, just a fun installment of the Toy Story franchise.
And it's got a 93% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay, in all fairness, I'm basing this on the reviews that Tatum watched on YouTube. She said that some people didn't like it. Also, it was funny. We went to the theaters to see it. This kid doesn't understand the concept of spoiler alerts.
Oh.
She told me the entire plot to the movie before the movie even started. I'm like, well, cool. Why did I spend $50 to take us to this movie?
She could have just acted it out for you.
She knew exactly what was happening from all the YouTube reviews that she's watched.
That's
about
amazing.
It. But all in all, highly recommend it. It was a fun watch. And it's still in theaters, but I think it's going to be making its way on demand very soon.
Very cool.
All right, T-Dog, how about you?
I am watching season 4 of Ted Lasso.
Welcome to Second Division Women's Football.
Well, I've never coached women before. You must be Coach Chilton. I heard a lot about you.
Most people think she's rudish.
That was pathetic.
I think she's hilarious.
Hey! I just want to remind us all of something real quick.
Leaning back on you. Yeah. Hey!
There is crying in football.
Get him!
I want to enter a texture. There's also crying in Toy Story 5.
Oh.
I got a little emotional towards the end.
I am so happy for the return of Ted Lasso. Now, we were very late to the Ted Lasso game in the first place, but I cannot tell you how. I just feel like reinvigorated by his positivity.
I feel like that's just an ongoing theme with everybody who hasn't, like I finally gave Ted Lasso a shot, and now I get why everybody loves it.
It's just like a cup of warm, hot chocolate. It's just amazing.
Who's that? Is it Jason Sudeikis?
Yes.
Yeah, he's so great.
He's so good. And there's a lot of returning characters that you'll recognize from past seasons and some new faces as well. So highly recommend.
Yeah, the cranky old players there.
Oh, yeah.
I love that guy.
Roy Kent.
Yes, Roy Kent.
Danny, what are you watching? Something uplifting, I would imagine?
I'm sure it's Toy Story 5.
Just like both of you, uplifting in its best. Conversations with the Killer, the Charles Manson tapes.
Manson had control over all these followers.
These were flower people gone bad.
We were Charlie's girls.
And the girls obeyed what he said.
I was a member of the family.
Most of the girls were runaways.
You would tell them, you've been ruined by your families. Come be part of a real family.
He said, you've got to be willing to kill. Will you follow me?
You can control anybody you want to control if you decide you want to control them.
Danny and his feel-good shows.
Dude, it's so... I love this series because they've done it with, like, Ted Bundy. They've done it with the clown guy and...
Gacy?
Gacy, yeah. And now it's the Charles Manson one. So it's, like, you know, different conversations that he's recorded, like, throughout his life, in prison, out of prison. And just, like, it's so interesting to hear and then see, like, how... it all came to be. They in the first episode, they go into like his relationship with Dennis Wilson. So
I was gonna say the whole Beach Boys thing with like he almost got the Beach Boys to be like his band,
dude. It was
because of Dennis Wilson,
and yeah, and And when you find out how, it's like, well, no wonder he was so into this guy. Like, it's just so interesting to watch.
See, well, my question, and maybe you can answer it. There are a lot of attractive ladies that seem to just follow that guy to the point where they were willing to do his dirty work.
Yeah.
He's not that handsome of a dude.
No.
Maybe it wasn't his face that they were interested in. Maybe it was...
You know, they didn't say that in the documentary, but I'm probably going to go with that.
That's the Charles Manson documentary, After Dark. I never thought until today about his package. Thanks a lot. People, he was behind bars in some of these situations, so he's still able to convince them with his unit? Come on.
I mean, girls are real thirsty for prisoners, man.
Hey, he must be very charming.
Apparently.
That's I do want to see this one because I think Charles Manson's one of those stories that I've always been like just so blown away by.
Want to hear like you know they also go into like the music. Obviously, I said the Dennis Wilson stuff, but like just hearing about like everyone talk about his music and how great it was, and it's like, but then he just got in the studio and everyone was like, we can't work with you
because he was just so insane.
He was so like he just anytime you like critiqued him, he'd be like, no, I can't do that. And then but then he'd have all the and he'd make all his girls leave. And it was just like, what is happening?
That is crazy.
I'm putting it on the list.
Do it.
The Daily Mix Show.
I mean, is Forky in it or Snappy?
Yeah, of course. Woody is in
what
it?
About Jesse?
We learned from Taryn Daly.
Did she hang out with Charles Manson?
Do you think that you know music so well that if you heard 1 second of the chorus, you could name the song? If so, we're going to hook you up with tickets for Muse. It's happening this Sunday at White River Amphitheater. Call 206-803-ROCK, and we will play Hook or Shook at 920.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play too and possibly cost you the game.
And today, it's your final shot at tickets to see Muse this Sunday at White River Amphitheater. Our contestant is Carrie from Ocean Shores. Carrie, are you there?
I am.
All right.
Oh, Carrie, we heard Ocean Shores is very dangerous when it comes to the most crime-ridden beach?
Yeah, it ranked number one in the country. Is that true?
It seems to be a great publicity.
I mean, hey, any publicity is good publicity, right? Have you ever had anything stolen from you?
No, just my heart. I'm kidding.
Aww.
Well, let's try to win you these tickets. Let's spin the wheel, Steve, and find out who Carrie's going to play with. Will it be you or me?
Who's going to have Carrie's heart? Will it be T-Dog? Will it be yours truly? T-Dog, time to give up your heart to Carrie.
All right, Carrie, it's you and me, and this is your clip.
Aberdeen, baby. Nirvana.
Okay, do you know the name of the song?
King Spirit.
Smells like
Teen Spirit.
Hey, Carrie, who's the dude in the background?
My boyfriend.
What up, boyfriend?
Did he steal your heart?
No, I gave it to him, but I took it back.
I didn't hear it.
All right, Carrie did very well. Now I'm ready for my clip, Danny.
Oh, come on, T-Dog. How could you do this to me?
It's Steve's old band.
Thank you.
Stone Temple Pilots.
It was a good run. Me and the boys in the Stone Temple Pilots.
The song is, hold on. Is it one word?
Yeah. Do you need a hint?
Yes.
Radiohead also wrote a song.
Creep. Carrie, congratulations. You got those Muse tickets.
Awesome. Thank you.
You are so welcome.
Ooh, now I'm going to put you on the spot, T-Dog.
Oh, no.
If you got to pick one creep, which one are you going with? Stone Temple Pilots, Radiohead, or is it TLC? Didn't they do a
creep? Oh, so creep. I'm going TLC, baby. All day long.
Get her out of this studio. Danny, which one are you going
T-Boz, Left Eye.
Same.
Yeah.
No, you guys chose wrong. It's TLC all the way. Crazy, Sexy, Cool, Baby.
Did Dave Chappelle ever cover their version?
He probably should. There's still time.
Get out of here.
The Daily Mix Show.
If we've talked about anything this morning that you'd like to talk about, please call in now. Our number is 206-803-ROCK, and we will check in with the Rockaholics after Aerosmith. All morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we've not had a chance to chat with you about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, brought to you by the Sunset Auto Family in Sumner and Auburn. So that means it's your turn to call up and chime in on anything from the show today. Or if you just simply have something on your mind you'd like to discuss with us. And our number is 206-803-ROCK. Earlier this morning, we asked a simple question about who taught us how to drive. And Pete from Olympia would like to tell us his story. Pete, who taught you how to drive?
Liquor and whores.
Oh, that's why the cops are in the background.
Yeah, so I was probably 8, 9 years old and going to the farm. It was harvest. And my uncle throws me the keys to an old Chevy Cheyenne with a 3 on the tree. It was his gas truck with about 150 gallons in it, but it was probably half full. Anyways, he just throws me the key, and I could tell by the look in his face, because, aren't you coming in? And he's like, not in my lifetime. So I fired up, and I dumped the clutch the first time it killed. And then he goes, well, give it a little more gas. So I gave it a little more gas. I'm doing bagels in the driveway, heading straight for a burn barrel, and there was a big light pole right in the middle of it. And I missed it and shut it down and said, I'm done. And then the next day, I'm actually driving an International 5500 grain truck right along the combine. And that was so much easier to drive.
Yeah, I can imagine. But,
yeah, I've never done any large farming equipment operation. But have you? Kind
of, oh, yeah, all the time. My brother taught me how to drive a tractor.
I don't even drive our tractor. I don't even drive our riding lawnmower.
Yeah, I don't have a riding lawnmower. I've never ridden a riding lawnmower.
I've never been on one. I mean, I've sat on it.
Okay, that's
but
our goal before 2027.
Steve, you can come over to my house anytime. I'll have Brad teach you how to drive it.
Okay.
You can mow my lawn for me.
I remember when I was trying to learn how to drive, my dad had a, it didn't go well. He freaked out and told me to hit the brakes and got me out of the car. Mm-hmm. He almost didn't even want me in the car at all. Like, put me in the back seat. My brother tried. He got annoyed with me. So I couldn't learn from him. It took until college that I technically learned how to drive, thanks to my buddy Andy.
What was the thing that Andy said that made it click for you?
Andy got really stoned and just watched me drive his car for him, basically. Okay. And then I went and took a driver's test and passed.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it worked out great. Andy was a way better driver's ed instructor than my parents.
So you didn't get your license until you were in college?
Yeah, right.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't need it.
You're a late bloomer.
In many ways, no. I didn't need it, though, because everything in Brooklyn was...
You just walk or take the transit or whatever.
Walk, bus, or subway, yeah.
My mom attempted to teach me how to drive a stick, and it was this... She had this cool old Saab. I loved it so much. But same thing. I killed it a couple times, and she was like, nope, get out. And she never even attempted to teach me again. I had to learn from some guy I met in high school.
He
showed me how to drive his Honda Civic.
Did you have the hots for him?
I did.
Do you show other things in the Honda Civic?
Maybe.
Okay.
Hey, but I learned how to drive a stick.
I got texted, hey, Meg, you recently reported, like I said, I reported. I reported on the Sugar Pack intro to Sweet Emotion by Aerosmith. But you should also look up the Vibra Slap and that breaks during the intro. Please report.
Okay. Did you look it up?
I did. So for those that don't know, I always loved this story about Aerosmith's Sweet Emotion. Apparently when they were in the studio, they wanted to have like the sound of like maracas or a shaker. And they couldn't find one. So they ended up just grabbing like a sugar packet, like a Sweet and Low sugar packet, and just mic'd it up real hot. And then, so when you hear like Sweet Emotion, like the little shaker that you kind of hear right there, that is a sugar packet.
Wild.
So apparently, I did not know this, but I look online. Yeah, the Vibra Slap sound about 23 seconds in, the fourth hit, the Vibra Slap breaks. So let's hear if we can hear it. I can't hear it, but the song's pretty awesome.
That's I didn't know that it broke.
Yeah, apparently it broke on the fourth hit, and so they just kept it because they liked how it sounded.
Like, whatever, that's good enough. 206-803-ROCK, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, and Josh from Eatonville also has a story about learning how to drive. Josh, who taught you?
That would be my mother.
And how'd it go?
So learning to drive a stick shift. Luckily, we're on a private road. Okay, I was about 11 years old.
Okay.
And ran over. So I get it in third gear, and instead of hitting the brake, I hit the gas and completely ran over this dude on a motorcycle.
No.
Pinned him up against a 6x6 post fence. My mom had to jump out. Like, I had to get out, and she jumped in and put it in reverse because I was panicking, of course. Obviously came in.
Was the guy okay?
A lot of broken things.
No way! Did you keep in touch with him after this?
The guy? No. He wasn't, I don't think he was like a decent, standing citizen by any means, luckily. So,
got him real good, didn't you?
I'll learn him.
Yeah.
Imagine though, like...
was good. But, yeah, no, so that's how I started to learn. I got better after that.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
I'm glad to hear that.
You got worse, you'd be behind bars.
Oh, my God.
That's just, imagine getting run over, and you're like, who the F just did this to me? And out comes an 11-year-old.
Whoops-a-daisy.
Jeez.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
Thankfully, he was a bad dude.
Oh, boy. 1 week from Sunday, KISW's 55th anniversary party is finally going down, and we will be at Tulalip Amphitheater with the Black Crowes rocking us all night. You can get all your ticket information at KISW.com. Show up a little early, though, because there's a pre-show party happening in the Canoes Cabaret. You can come pre-funk with us.
And a post-show party, too.
Oh, yeah. Just stay all day. Get a room. It's going to be awesome.
The Daily Mix Show. He's built on the backs of legends, the Rockaholics. And some don't just listen, they show up. They bring the moment, they win the day. They're the player of the game. And they earn the Daily Mix Game Ball!
This morning, we've had a lot of zany characters and great stories on this show.
Great show today.
So I am very curious to know, Steve, how could you possibly choose one person to get the Daily Mig Show Game Ball?
Well, to be honest with you, T-Dog, I couldn't. I couldn't just pick one. I had to pick two, and that's Chris and Olympia, Cody and McCleary. Both of them shared some incredible stories about their in-laws.
Chris in Olympia, what is your insane experience with an in-law?
My son, who's now 14. Was like 2 years old at the time, and my wife and I were over at her mother's house. We were sitting on the couch. I had my son in my lap. My mother-in-law was, you know, messing with my son and rubbing his leg and kind of not really paying attention to what she was doing, and didn't realize that her hand wasn't really on his leg. And I was pretty uncomfortable, and it was pretty apparent. My wife picked up on it and realized what was happening and just totally called her mom out. It was absolutely humiliating, but hilarious at the same time, and it's now become a family joke.
Dear Penthouse, I never thought this would happen to me, and I wish that it didn't.
Yeah, you know, the running joke is that my mother-in-law's kind of always had the hots for me, and just to make fun of it.
Cody and McCleary, what is your insane experience with an in-law?
I met my wife on Instagram. She lived in South Dakota. I fly over there to move her over here, and we go out to dinner with her mom. It was the first time I met her. Everything went all right. She was kind of a little standoffish at first. We go to leave, and she pulls me to the side, and with all honesty, like dead sincerity, she looks me in the eyes, and she said, "If you ever hurt my daughter, I'll effing kill you." And she was so serious. It literally scared the, you know, out of me.
She was like channeling her inner like Liam Neeson right there.
Yeah, exactly.
So are you guys still together, and what's your relationship like with your mother-in-law now?
Oh, we're tight. It's funny. You fast forward 5 years from now, they flew out here to Washington, and we were all, like, we were swimming. And then, so, like, I had my shirt off, and then we went to do, like, a group photo with, like, the kids and everything, and she was on my side. She turned and bit my nipple in the picture.
What is with these mother-in-laws? My God!
Everybody is getting a game ball, okay? Hey! Everybody!
The Daily Mix Show.
Steve Miggs, big announcement.
Yes.
We are currently $187.55 away from hitting $7,000.
That's our goal. If we could get to it by 10 o'clock, that would be awesome. Our big goal is $20,000, but we got these little steps that we need to make in order to make that happen. And thank you to David Snyder, donated $169. Josh Livingston donated $40 to Kicks for Kids. Also, David Cindy Braun donated $69.69. Vince Emery, $25. As you can see, any amount helps.
Keep it going, Rockaholics. Let's hit $7,000 in the next 8 minutes. That's $187.55 to go for Kicks for Kids at KISW.com.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Hey, Little Bob here. Bob's Discount Furniture has the furniture you've waited 250 years for. We've got power reclining sofas as low as $7.99, five-piece dining sets as low as $3.99, Bob-O-Pedic mattresses for as low as $2.99, and of course, feature-packed bestsellers like my Playday sectional with pop-up sleeper sofa. So stop in or shop mybobs.com to see where America shops for furniture.
Oh, my Bob!
Now open in Vestal.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle is in the house with us. True. Curious, who taught you how to drive and how old were you?
I taught myself how to drive, I was 12 or 13.
Whose car did you use?
Other people's.
Did you steal it?
There may have been some of those when I was... I wasn't always the fine, upstanding man taxpayer you see before you today. Just say I was a bit of a troublemaker when I was a young man. Yeah, I learned on a manual, and it was definitely not my car.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
Yeah. So when I officially was being taught how to drive, my parents had a manual, and I jumped in, and I could just drive, and they were like,
wait a second.
Where did you learn how to do that? Like, surprise.
Beginner's luck, I guess.
I watched a lot of TV shows.
Could have been on this car. I don't know.
They take the driver's test, and the driver's instructor's like, you don't need a screwdriver to start this car, sir. What is going on here?
Yeah, that did happen once.
Hey, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. Maybe you can help the Mariners with the screwdriver. I don't know. They need some fixing. They lost 7-4. That first inning really demoralized, I think, a lot of Mariners fans.
I watched the first inning. I was sitting at lunch watching the first inning.
Oh, and we
were down 6-0, and I didn't even realize it. And then I realized, like, oh, it's only the first inning. Oh, my God.
I like how you're throwing
I
soccer
said, no, I know. Sorry. 6-0. Yeah,
it's 6-0, man. Right. What the hell's wrong?
6-0.
Anyways, yeah. They just
goose egg.
They're back home, taking on the Cubs this weekend. But if you're going to go to a game, Sunday might be the one to go to because Mariners are calling up Cade Anderson. He's considered to be like the top prospect in minor league baseball right now, and he's a part of the Seattle Mariners organization. He's just been like unstoppable. 135 strikeouts this season, a 1.06 ERA. So Sunday could be a lot of fun to watch this kid and see what the future of the Mariners is going to be about.
Cade, he's our man. If he can't do it, nobody can.
Yes, exactly that.
Congrats to the Woodland Park Zoo. Seattle Zoo has been ranked the fourth best zoo in the entire country.
Wow.
Woodland Park earned some very high marks for animal care, the award-winning exhibits, their conservation efforts, and just the overall visitor
also
experience.
Their concerts. They had the Holt study there recently.
For sure. We're going to take Barrett before he goes back to school because he's been asking. We got to go to the zoo, Mom.
What's the number one thing that you like to check out when you go to the zoo?
Well, it's not up to me what we do anymore. My child determines everything. So it's probably going to be snakes. My favorite, I always like any sort of like gorilla, chimpanzee, yeah. any monkey, anything like that. Is
especially when
favorite.
They're getting a little crazy.
They do get crazy. It's super fun.
I just realized that concerts at the zoo are a lot like concerts at White River because they smell like livestock.
Poop. Yeah.
yeah.
What about you, Ryan?
What about me?
Do you have a favorite exhibit at the zoo?
Is there an animal that you like to see at the zoo?
Not really.
Yeah.
Just last
yourself
time I was,
in the bathroom mirror?
Last time I was at the zoo, there was we were by the giraffes, by the savannah, and a bald eagle flew up and landed in the tree. And this woman goes, how weird. I go, weird. They're supposed to be here. You're 20 feet from a giraffe. That's weird.
weird.
Danny, you got a favorite?
Oh, the bears. They've been Lily's favorite ever since she started coming to Seattle. So every time we got to go see Frank the Bear. That's not the bear's name, by the way.
He just named it that.
Is it the bear that ate all the baby ducklings
yes,
that one day?
Yeah, Juniper.
Oh,
shout
that's
out
right.
to her.
I think, you know, the penguins are pretty cool. Penguins are pretty cool.
I'm a river otter kind of guy.
Oh, the river otters are adorable.
Yeah. Hey, a Texas resident just experienced an unexpected mishap while receiving her first. Because we talked about this. Amazon's rolling out the drones. And apparently there was already a problem with the drone delivery. Here's the news report on it.
Lindsay Austin says she ran outside to record her first Amazon drone delivery, but watched as the watch as the drone hovered over her pool and dropped the package right into the water. The mishap comes as Amazon is making a big splash, unintended, into drone delivery.
There you go.
The news is always good for puns.
There was another one where it got tangled in the person's hair. Did you hear about this?
No, we're off and running.
Because they wanted to try to capture the moment, and so they went out to get it, and it got tangled in her hair.
Practice makes perfect.
This is great.
Off to a swimming start.
Ha-ha!
Oh, I didn't even mean that, but yeah, there we go.
Good one, Steve.
I'd be good for the news if I wasn't so ugly.
Oh, my God.
Well, the look on your face agreed to that.
You didn't hear me argue.
No lies detected.
They need more bald guys on the news.
I think they need more ugly guys.
They need more bald guys on the news. You guys are sorely misrepresented, I feel like.
I feel like there's a reason why we're not on the news. Hey, as far as weather, we're going to have a high of 81 degrees. It's going to be a clear day today. That is the DMD brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is refreshing!
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mysteries Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.